Did she just equate the creation of mankind with the... Oh my, it's so disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to be mixing it up a little bit. You know, normally we might do a little bit of a reaction to something, or I might just show you a little bit of what I think and what my view is on the culture, but hey, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to actually review a pastor. We're going to review some of the people that I view as the problem and why this message is so incredibly important. That's right. We're going to go live in living color. I talk about some of these pastors on the internet who, in my opinion, are the problem. So we're going to really dive into this. Now, before I show any clips here, I don't want anybody going and harassing this person or this church or anything like that, because number one, it just looks trashy. And number two, because this is supposed to be done in good faith. Now, am I going to agree with this? Probably not. No, actually, I probably won't. I definitely won't agree with one thing that I did see. I have not seen the other message, which we'll break down. I have not seen it, but I did have the misfortune of seeing what you are about to look at. And I warn you, if you are a Christian, somewhat evangelical, whatever, you will find this very offensive. So you have been warned beforehand. But without further ado, we're going to jump right in, and I'm going to show you why I believe biblical bachelorism to be so important, and why I do what I do, and why I talk about religion as well as relationships. Let's get right into Exhibit A. I watched most of this already because I didn't want you to have to, and I wanted to see just what it was about when it was shown, I was told about this, and the... what you're about to hear will probably not sit well with you, but we're going to go through it anyway. Here we go. All
right. Finally, last one. God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them take care of the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and all the wild animals of the earth." And it happened.
He said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." He did not say, "Let us make humankind." He said, "Let us make man in our image." And by man, he meant Adam. Eve did not exist yet. Just so you were clear. And if you believe the old tales of Jewish folklore, Lilith might be involved. I don't personally think that is true. But again, you see the slight little change? You see a slight... You might have missed that, by the way. You might have missed that, but God didn't say, "Let us make humankind." He said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." There was no woman. There was just Adam. Just so we're clear. Let's keep going.
Finally, God created us, a beautiful blend of colors.
No, he created Adam from the dust of the ground.
Can you find something with all kinds of colors? A rainbow, perhaps?
Did she just equate the creation of mankind with the... Oh my, it's so disgusting. Ugh.
Oh my God!
Did you hear what she just said? She just equated the creation of mankind with the symbol of the, Rainbow Riding Community. Oh, God. Could this get any worse?
Might be a difficult one. Yeah!
Oh, look, there it is. The flag of the Rainbow Riders. Look, there it is. Right there. There it is. Oh, and look who's carrying the flag. Oh, yes, it's a child. Oh, yes, because that's exactly what the church needs. We need the church to equate to young children that the creation of mankind should be associated with the symbol of people who are the exact opposite of what God created. But of course, we're gonna ignore that because we're inclusive, right? This is what brainwashing looks like. This is the definition of brainwashing. Teaching young children to equate God with the LGBTQ plus flag. Now, I have no beef with them as individuals. I don't know them. Okay? I've met plenty of people who are part of that community and they're fine people. But when I see this, this is not laughable. This is not cute. This is brainwashing. This is brainwashing. Teaching young children to equate God and the creation of humans with the rainbow writing flag. My friends, your eyes are not deceiving you. This is what is happening in the churches in your community. This is what is happening. Let's continue.
Wonderful. That's rainbow-ish. Will you put it right here?
Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't know, the woman who's talking is a lesbian who is married to another woman. Or at least engaged. I don't know if they're married now. But at least engaged to another woman. And she is a reverend in the Christian church. I mean, let's, do we miss the lesson of Paul saying that women should not become head pastors? Oh, do we skip that part? Oh, did we also skip the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Did we skip the part in the Torah where, God explicitly forbids, stuff like, relations with animals, relations with, similar, sexual characteristics? Did we forget that part? Did we not read the Torah? Oh, it's so disgusting, bro. How is this not an issue to anybody besides me? It's so disgusting. And that's just the part that I've seen. We haven't even gotten to the part that I haven't seen yet. Y'all ready for this? I haven't seen this part yet. So let's see. Let's break this down.
My name is Reverend Hannah Turner, and I am one of the three ministers here at First Church. It's great to be.
Why are we wearing masks? It's 2023 when this happened. Why are we still wearing masks? Oh my goodness. Okay, let me tell you something. If you wear a mask anywhere past, like, I don't know, I don't want to give this exact year. I'll probably get thrown off of YouTube. Let's just put it like this. If you wear a mask, I know who you are. You are a government drone. You are the useful idiot that Lenin wrote about. We'll leave it at that.
Be here this morning with all of you on Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany is one of those fancy Sundays where if you didn't grow up in a more traditional church or maybe you're new to church, you might not know what it is. Let me explain. We know the word epiphany is an aha moment, right? The time when everything comes together to reveal something about our current reality.
These masks in the back are bothering me so unbelievably much. It's like they're wearing a muzzle. It's like you're a junkyard dog wearing a muzzle so you don't bite people. Is this what liberals wear today? What the hell is going on here?
It could be in a video game. Say you can't figure out the next step or which direction to go or how to beat the boss. And then all of a sudden it hits you. Aha! You figured it out. That's how you do it. Or maybe in algebra or some other math class.
I'm not going to attack people's physical appearance because it's just low grade and too easy. But, where's the inflection in your voice? Like, I'm falling asleep over here. Where is the excitement and where is the liveliness in your voice? I don't see it. What is going on here?
You've been struggling to figure out how to solve a problem and a teacher could explain it just a little bit differently and then, aha, you know how to do it.
Okay.
We've had these epiphany moments in our lives. It could be the realization of love or sexuality.
Wait, what? Sexuality? Wait, what? I'm sorry. I can't take this seriously. I can't take this seriously. What? What Christian church? Look, if you want to be part of the rainbow riding community, you're welcome to do that. But don't take my book, whether it's the Torah, the Old Testament, or the New Testament, don't take that and twist it into whatever the hell you want it to fit. That's not how this works. Oh my, it's so disgusting, bro. What is this, man?
Epiphany is a sudden realization of something that has been slowly revealing itself to you over time.
Anybody else noticing the hidden language and the subtlety? Stop being so subtle. Tell me what you actually think, please.
Epiphany is not necessarily an immediate revealing and an immediate revelation. It often takes time, where this thing is revealing itself to you slowly, and all of a sudden, it just makes sense.
We're being really vague right now.
Epiphany Sunday follows Advent, the anticipation of the coming Christ. And Epiphany is the celebration that Christ has come, the manifestation of God through Christ to humanity.
I am really hoping that this does not take a sharp turn to the left field, and suddenly we're going to talk about something that is explicitly forbidden in the Bible multiple times by multiple prophets and multiple different leadership figures, and is punished multiple times. But oh good, and we'll see what happens here. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I have no idea what she's going to say.
For the wise men, this was a whole journey of following a star till they arrived.
The Magi are very complicated. Why are we making them very simple here? They're very important.
The moment when the wise men were like, oh, this is the Christ.
Does anybody actually know the story of the Magi? Oh, me? Yes, I do, actually. In fact, they were called the Kingmakers. They were men from the ancient Near East who actually read the book of Daniel, because Daniel was one of the Magi when he was captured. He and his friends and family members and kin were taken by the Babylonians. He became one of the Magi, the chief Magi, and his writings, the book of Daniel, were saved in their ancient texts. So they read about the coming Messiah, the King of all kings, in Daniel's writing, and they discovered it before the Jews did. That's why King Herod was so taken aback by the Magi when they showed up. And they didn't just show up they weren't just three dudes. They pulled up in an entire caravan of mercenaries, and they were a presence not to be ignored. Herod didn't help them because he was a nice guy. He helped them because he was terrified of them. Let's continue.
This is God with us. For the most accurate information on their journey, follow the Wandering Wise Men on Facebook, and you will see all their adventures. How many of us follow the Wandering Wise Men?
What?
I thought actually a lot more of us, so.
What kind of plug is this?
That joke didn't fly, but it's okay. You gotta look at it. It's hilarious. Oftentimes, our epiphanies aren't necessarily something revealed to us in full. It might not make total and complete sense to us all at once.
I love the poorly educated.
What is happening? Why are we being... Is there some, like, secret code? Is it such a secret? What is it? What are we talking about? This is so vague. I don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't think for a second that the wise men showed up to the manger and they were like, oh, yes.
You're right, because they didn't show up to the manger. They showed up like 2 years later when Jesus was older. They didn't show up when he was born. Am I the only one who actually read the New Testament?
Everything makes sense to me now. But they did have a further understanding, an incomplete understanding.
understanding. However,
they did not show up when he was born.
However, and I think this is my opportunity to speak about community and time.
Oh boy.
For the wise men, we don't really get to hear anything else about their journey.
I'm going to hold my tongue on that.
After Epiphany. We don't know if they were present at Jesus' sermons or miracles or his crucifixion, death, or what they did regarding the news of his resurrection. But
okay,
like most
fair.
Of the people in the area, I like to think that they followed around his journey through the grapevine, listening to wonderful and culture-shifting things that Jesus did, and then exchanging stories of their experience of Christ as a baby.
I am so confused. What is this even? What is the point of this sermon? I'm so confused. I've been listening for about 4 minutes, and I have no idea what we're talking about. You're not. This is not good. This is not a good start.
When we have these moments of revelation, we experience and create a milestone of growth. Sharing our aha moments or epiphanies with other people in our community make our revelations and growth more complete. This was one of the most powerful aspects of seminary for me. We would all read the same book, and then in our cohorts, we would share what we gleaned from this text. Most of the time, it would all sound a bit different, but had a similar theme connecting us all. We just needed to listen in order to see it. And we would leave more developed, more understood people at the end.
My friends, can anybody illuminate to me what we're talking about? So, epiphanies, I get it. But related to what? Do you know what we're even... I feel like I've been... Is anybody else getting a migraine right now? Anybody else, like, just listening to this and they're kind of listening, kind of not listening because they don't even know what we're even talking about? And the more you hear, the less you understand, the more this migraine keeps forming. You ever see those old commercials of, like, a vice closing in on your head and you have, like a migraine or something? That's what I feel like right now watching this video, man.
We were not meant to keep all our epiphanies a secret. In sharing our experiences, we can help lead others into their own beautiful moment of epiphany. In the journey to epiphany, we learn to trust ourselves as well as something greater than ourselves. We trust that this small light beckoning us closer, we will arrive, that something will make sense. While the revelation of Christ to the wise men was a big deal, their faith in the light was an even bigger deal.
Why are we not discussing the fact that they literally read the book of Daniel to find him? Why are we not bringing this full circle? Because this would make sense. Why are we not doing this? I don't understand. Why is this happening right now?
It was preparing them for what they were about to experience. This is the whole cliche of it's the journey, not the destination idea. But it's true.
What?
And you and I can both think of times where the journey seemed to be more memorable than the destination.
Oh, hell no!
It was all about the destination. They were going to fulfill a prophecy. Why do I get the sense that we're warming up to this big reveal that's really going to make me unhappy? I really hope I'm wrong on this, man.
No matter how adventurous, exhausting, or maybe even frightening it might have been. Could be a road trip, a move, a time between jobs, a big project you were working on. You remember when the journey, what that journey was like, and you remember the destination. I went with my dad camping to Big Basin National Park several years ago, and we wanted to see some waterfalls. I hadn't been camping since maybe my early years of a Girl Scout, and I was not athletic. I've never really been athletic. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm not going to comment on that. Anybody who's watching can see why. I'm not going to comment on that.
We started our hike. We didn't have a map. We just saw signs along the way, not knowing how long it would be till we reached the waterfall. And after about 40 minutes, we were still climbing up, and by then my feet were throbbing.
I can't do this, dude. I have the biggest migraine like you would not believe. I need to drink some water. This is painful. I'm not saying she's bad at talking. Actually, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. I make it a point on my show, on this show, to not waste your guys' time. I make it a very important philosophy for myself, and a very important rule, that I don't just talk for the sake of talking. I talk with a end goal in mind, to get my point across. I don't tell meaningless stories. I don't talk in this Sphinxian syndrome language that nobody seems to understand, but you feel as though if you don't understand it, you're unintelligent. I don't do this garbage. But yet, for some reason, I'm getting a migraine like you can't believe listening to this right now. In between brainwashing children into thinking that the rainbows should be associated with the creation of, in your words, humankind, in my words, mankind, why in the world I'm not even halfway through this video and I have the biggest migraine you would not believe right now. But again, this is part of the problem. Because when men come to listen to this, they don't come back. Because they don't hear the fire, the brimstone, the authority, the order. They hear this Sphinxian syndrome language and fluffiness and bright colors and all this stuff that makes you want to vomit because you're looking at it and you're like, this is church, right? I didn't go to the community center where they're having like a humanitarian club meeting or something. What is this, man? You don't bring up context around the story you're telling. You don't provide insight to the topic we're discussing. We're being very subtle with what I think you're actually trying to say, which I hope I'm wrong about, by the way. And now we're into a personal story when... Oh, no. My friends, I'll try to stomach this. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Truly, I don't know. I'm getting a headache like you can't believe.
Mind you, I was wearing some pretty terrible indoor gym shoes. And I have extremely flat feet. Which might be TMI, but now you know. My eyes started going My dad, who is an animal, who carries around 100-pound pieces of wood on his back every single day because he's a contractor, and he's about 55 at this time, he's doing this hike no problem. And I want to
let you know something. I'm sure she's fantastic as a person. I really am. But I don't understand what this has to do with the Bible. I'm really confused right now. I've studied the Bible my entire life, been in church my whole life, and I don't even understand what we're talking about. Wise men, I get it, but we don't provide proper context. We don't tie in with the Old Testament. We're making this very... I don't understand. What? I'm sorry. I know it might seem like I'm faking it right now. I'm really not faking this. I have a really bad headache right now listening to this.
I start to cry. I'm not sure if it was out of shame or extreme pain, or if I was just looking for some sympathy from my dad, but I cracked. I told him that there was no way I was going to finish this hike, and I didn't. So we ended up turning back and arriving at our campsite. I sat in that chair freezing, and I massaged my poor feet and vowed never to go camping again. Until a year later, Some of my friends were going on a trip to Zion National Park.
Again. Sorry, I'm trying to pay attention. I just can't do it. I can't do it! I just can't do it, Brown. Oh my, is there any, like, chapters in this that I can, like, skip to stuff that's, like, theology in nature? No? Oh no, man. My friends, I might have to just pick this up later, man. I can't deal with this right now. I have the biggest headache you could not believe right now. But you want to know something, my friends? This is the problem, okay? We have this idea of the path of self, and then the path of faith, and then people are trying to just walk right down the middle of it. We have people who are trying to essentially just make this the Bible into like this... Hopefully you didn't hear that, my apologies. Why in the world we're living in this... What kind of theology is this? We wonder why young men are checking out of dating, Christian dating, the church, society in general. It's because people like this are running everything. Because people like this are running it. And again, I don't know her personally. I'm sure she's fantastic as a person. But what I don't understand is I'm supposed to sit here and listen to this day in and day out, week after week. I can't do it. I won't do it, man. And it's no wonder why dudes are checking out. Why men are choosing not to date is because women's a lot sound like this. It's like you're using a bunch of words to say nothing. You're using a bunch of flamboyant, Sphinxian sounding, sophisticated sounding words, personal stories, anecdotal evidence, and what have I actually learned? Other than I get really bad headaches when I can't listen to stuff longer than for 5 minutes. I don't understand what we're talking about anymore, man. You know, someone wants to find hell as a place where there is no reason. And my friends, I think I just dragged you into hell, and I apologize for that. I really apologize for that. I think I just dragged you all into hell. Because I did not hear a single thing about the church... The leadership within the church. I didn't hear anything about... This proves to me why men are checking out of the church, why men are checking out of society, and why men are checking out of dating is because people like this are leading everything and are trying to tell them how to live their lives. And if you don't want to listen to them, you're the problem. If you don't want to learn all their terms and listen to their jibber-jabber, then you're the problem. You are less educated. You're a Neanderthal. You're dumb. And I don't believe that. I could have said all of this in a fourth of the words, in a fourth of the time. But unfortunately, I'm not the reverend. Why? Because I don't think I could do it, man. I really don't think I could. Now, can I provide you with this information so that you can make your own choices? Absolutely, and I'm happy to do it. But if I have to listen to stuff like this day in and day out, man, I don't know if I can do it. You know, I know I mentioned earlier that a man wants to find hell as a place where there is no reason. I feel like I'm living in hell right now when I'm listening to this, man. But you wonder why she mentioned sexuality. She mentioned the colors and the rainbow riding community. My friends, you want to know why we live in the debaucherous society we're living in? You want to know why people are just acting a gosh dang fool all the time? You wonder why men aren't committing anymore? You wonder why women are acting like total skeezers and completely outrageous, acting like street workers? Because instead of the fire and the brimstone and the authority and the accountability... We have this in the church today. You want to know why men aren't dating anymore? It's because they rather go their own way and do their own thing instead of having people like this tell them how to live their lives. And if at any time we say no, we become the problem, not them, for making no sense. My friends, I want to leave it there before my mind just completely gives out on me, because this is giving me a migraine worse than I've had in years. My friends, please, I encourage you to question everything that we said and talked about today. If you want to support the channel, just follow the show, ask me questions or comment on my X page, Sheep Get Sheared. I invite you to do so. My DMs are wide open. I've been getting a lot of, like, hate mail recently. I find it really amusing and hilarious, so. It's very funny, actually. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.